Hi, I'm Grace Plaza. Welcome to the podcast. Today I want to tell you guys a story about what happened to me a couple Saturdays ago and how some of my awkward moments can teach you a life lesson.
Moments where it's like, if I can just get through, if I can just make it to the weekend. Hi, I'm Grace Plaza, and I'm here to equip and empower you to live your best, to help you live your best life. So about a month ago, my orchestra teacher put up a sign-up list for who wants to do solo ensemble. If you don't know what that is, basically it's like you pick a piece of music and you can do it as a solo or as an ensemble, meaning like a duet, a trio, etc. And then you practice in front of a judge and then you're graded based on that. And so after debating with my pride, I'm just like, okay, I'll do it. And so we got some hashtag lives. Yes, if you're here live, go ahead and put the hashtag live. Or if you're watching the replay, that's awesome too. Go ahead and put the hashtag replay. Really appreciate any comments or any questions you guys have along the live. I'd also appreciate that too. So I sign up for a solo. I pick my piece. And then a week before, you can do it with a pianist or without, and I chose it to do with the piano accompaniment. So I get there on Monday, and I carry all my stuff. I probably look kind of silly coming in, like I'm carrying all my stuff, and I just kind of go like, hi! And she was the pianist. She was she's kind of a type A personality, now I can talk, and she didn't smile, no eyebrow movement, just poker face. And I was just kind of like, okay, that's gonna work. And so we start talking, and halfway through, she's like, she just says, oh, you're homeschooled. And not really knowing how to respond to that, like, oh no, what did my teacher say about me? I'm just like, yeah, I am. And pretty much the rest of the time, I'm just like kind of flustered, like, oh no, is she judging me or what's going on? And then, so by the time it's over, I'm like flustered. I made all these silly mistakes and I get out to the car. I'm like, mom, I don't know if I can do this. And she's just like, well, do you want to quit? What do you want to do? And I'm just like, I don't want to quit. So I'll just get through it. Right. And so a few other things come up about 2 days before my solo. And I'm sure you're wondering, where are all these life lessons? I'm getting there. So about 2 days before my solo, I find out I'm supposed to have these scales memorized that I have never played or looked at before. So I'm just like, okay, that's okay. If I can just get through it, right? And so before then, I'd also sewed for a dress. And if you don't know what sewing is, you take like money or something of equal value and you receive something and then later on you get it. So I sewed specifically for a blue high-low dress, not too high above the knees, not too low on the neck. And then, for under $50. So on Friday, the day before my solo, we go shopping. And after the first hour, I'm just like, let's stop looking for something specific and let's just look for whatever. And if I see something, if I see what I've asked for, then I'll get it. So about 4 hours goes by of shopping for looking at basically nothing. What do people wear for nice occasions? I mean, seriously. And the reason I want a dress, because you have to look nice for your music thing, your solo or your ensemble. And you can actually get a score, you can actually get a lower score by not looking the part. So awesome, we got another hashtag live. Hi Amberly, how are you? And so I get there and then I about 4 hours go by of looking at absolutely nothing. And at that point I'm just like so discouraged. We get home, we don't find anything. And I'm just like, what am I gonna do? And so I'm just like, I'm pretty much just so overwhelmed. I'm like, my music's fine, but I'm supposed to have no scales memorized and I don't have anything to wear. And I could wear skinny jeans, but I don't want to get a lower score, you know, for not looking the part. And the whole time I'm like, this sewing thing, I've heard so many amazing, crazy stories of things just happening at the last moment. So I'm standing on that and I'm like, there's still time. We have a few hours left. So I'm just like, okay. So I wake up on Saturday morning. Oh, you're great. Awesome. That's awesome. Is it showing? No, it's not. Okay. So I wake up on Saturday morning and I'm like, let's try Walmart, you know? So I wake up, I'm like, hey mom, let's go to Walmart. And my mom does not like Walmart, to be honest. So she's just like uncertain with me. And she's just like, okay, let's go. So I get there, we go to the clothing department and I see this red high-low dress. And I'm like, wouldn't it be great if it was in, and at that moment I see blue. I'm just like, that's it. I try it on, I get it, and since it's at Walmart, it's under $50, just like how I was specific for. So we drive over to my solo, and I get there, and the pianist, she's smiling. I'm like, is this the same woman that I met on Monday? And she's just talking, you know, talking with us, smiling the whole time, you know, actual facial expressions. I'm just like, what just happened? And so we start talking, the judge is late, and she starts talking about how she homeschooled her kids. I'm like, but there's a turn of events right there. And then the judge gets there, and I'm just like, okay, let's do this. And there, instead of, I'm like, let's get through this, I'm like, let's do this. I'm gonna do my best, and I'm gonna just go ahead and give it my all. And I kind of wish I did that the rest of the week instead of like, let's just get through this. I can't wait till it's all over. I kind of wish I wasn't so anxious the whole week. I'm just like, let's give it my all on Saturday. And finally, I was at least smart enough on Saturday during my soul. I'm like, let's just do it. Let's just go ahead. And so I get home on Saturday. I'm like, look at all the things I've learned from all these events leading up and Saturday in this one Saturday afternoon. And I'm just like, if I would have just wanted to get through it, I wouldn't have realized. I learned how everybody has their own story. I mean, this woman I thought was just a complete, like, kind of like just mean, it seemed like, has actual, like, has a story. And I don't think enough of us have the, like, epiphany that, like, everybody is going through something. I also learned how to sew. I learned just like every, like, just so many lessons from one afternoon. But the one huge thing I learned, this huge life lesson, is how many times we just want to get through something. And so Amberly, you, shout out to you. You got me this awesome thing that says, slow down. Oh, if I can figure out this camera stuff, everything's backwards. Slow down, enjoy life. And I look at that, I'm like, yes, I have to do that. So how many, I don't think enough of us actually we're in the moment and we're just like, if I can just get through this moment. And it's really hard when you're in that moment to be like, look at all the stuff I'm learning. I mean, right? We just want to get through it. And so I didn't really want to spend a whole Thursday talking about this, but I still thought it was really important. Like, whatever you're going through, whatever situation you're in, don't you want to look back on it and tell your grandkids, look at this awesome story, and you tell them, and you sit down, and you tell them this awesome story. And I also want to do it on the Mondays, because oftentimes everybody wakes up on Mondays and they've got their frowny face on, like, oh, it's Monday, got this to do and that to do. And then on Friday, you're all happy, right? And I know I have to work on this myself, but I heard this thing called the rule of five. If it won't matter in 5 years, don't spend 5 minutes worrying about it. And I know, I'm like, oh, what? That's so good. I should talk about that. And I often don't, I don't realize it at the moment. Like leading up to the solo, I was worrying about it like it would matter for the rest of my life. It only matters in that 5 minutes, right? So if it won't matter in 5 years, don't spend 5 minutes worrying about it. And I have to constantly tell myself that over again, don't worry about it, slow down, enjoy life. So it's called the rule of five. And so it's Monday. And so we don't, oftentimes it's like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it's hump day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I got the weekend, right? But so just slow down, turtle, enjoy life. And just, I didn't think I would learn all these life lessons from one Saturday afternoon. That just goes to show, just slow down. I know it's hard, you're going fast, you're doing stuff, life goes on, but just, in the moment, just be like, let's do this. Oh, Amber, that's so clever. TIL, today I learned. Yeah. So that's basically what I wanted to talk about this Monday, is that just enjoy the moment. Just be aware that you only live once, and that you just have to just keep focusing on what's going on. Last week we talked about vision. It's tempting to be like, oh, I just can't wait till I get there. I just can't wait till I'm successful. But oftentimes it's the journey that that shapes us and that makes us who we are later. And it's just you just get there and then you're like, oh, I'm so glad I opened my eyes then, and I didn't go my whole life just waiting for the next turn of events, just waiting. I must be talking to somebody because I wasn't planning to say this, but like you just keep waiting and waiting for the next thing to come. And you're just like, sometimes you just have to open your eyes and be like, oh my gosh, was that there before? Was that opportunity there? And you're just like, wow. So I think that's everything, unless you guys, I don't think there's anything else. So I'll see you guys next Thursday. Enjoy, emphasis on enjoy the rest of your week. I'll see you guys on Thursday. So see you then. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you can be equipped, empowered, and encouraged throughout your week. Until next time.